Hi, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Lisselle.
You're listening to Pressing On,
real life in public relations.
Join us as we navigate through our business adventures.
An unscripted and authentic look at navigating your career in PR. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Lisselle.
It's summer.
Woohoo! So what's your official start? Because I know when we're actually recording this, it's the beginning of June and not technically like summer yet, but I feel like it's already summer season.
Yeah. So my kids just got out of school last week, and I officially think this is the start of summer the way I see it.
Yes. And I'm in Arizona right now and it's 100 degrees. So it definitely like has that summer vibe out here. We went to the pool this weekend and had some barbecue. So it was good.
Yeah, we've got some trips planned and I'm excited to slow down a little bit. I think this episode's going to be really fun because we can go into some tips and tricks that we like to do to take advantage of that summer feel. I think as kids, it's funny because you always, the school year ends and then it's the anticipation of school's out, it's freedom. And then you go to college, you get out and you think you're living the dream and you get stuck in an office, right? And so, I don't know, it's like this dystopian reality where you want to be outside playing and having fun and you're just kind of trapped inside. So I think what's fun is we try to still enjoy summer and slow down a little bit.
I know. And this is, I feel like the first year where, at least personally speaking, I have a stronger team in place that when I do take a few trips this summer, I can actually enjoy it. I remember, I think it's probably been 2 years now, and I was in Kauai and like an idiot, I had my phone out there and I was trying to respond to something that wasn't even necessarily urgent. And looking back, I'm really annoyed with myself because it was something that could have waited the 3 days till I got back. And I didn't enjoy the actual beach as much because I was so busy trying to look at the phone and there was like the sun glaring down on the phone because you're not supposed to be probably, it was like a sign already, put your stinking phone down. I feel like looking back, I don't want to do that this summer. And I don't think we need to either.
No. And so what we try to do is still appreciate that it's summer and we want to have fun and we deserve to enjoy it, right? You work all year long and we want to, summer, school's out, summer's here, let's get going. So I think you brought up a really good point as far as setting boundaries. So how do you set boundaries with your business to try to get you to that summer mode?
Well, actually, and this wasn't a summer thing, but I think it's going to be perfect for summer. Probably about 6 months ago, you were like, hey, Rach, listen to this pod. This guy does a lot of time blocking, which I'm familiar with anyways, but he had a good point. Like he blocks off basically no meetings Monday and no meetings Friday. And of course things happen. It's not to say, you know, if something happens and the client needs you, you don't set up a meeting, but those are his kind of sacred days that he was able to catch up on work, get organized and not walk into a flurry of meetings on Monday. I've been really good about keeping to that. And last week was yucky. It was at Memorial Day weekend. And because we had Monday off, and the start was Tuesday, a lot of our clients were off that Monday and then wanted a meeting first thing Tuesday. And I literally sat in meetings for 8 hours straight without like a break. And it was too much. So I think keeping that up is going to be good. I'll still be working, but I want to do it earlier in the morning and have the afternoon off so I can go swimming and enjoy summer. And then also take some vacations. And I know you're taking some time out of the office, but you'll still be kind of working. So what's that going to look like?
In kind of transitioning into the next point we wanted to talk about is to enjoy the sunshine. So I do have a pretty busy summer with some trips planned. My kids play travel and club sports. And so we've got some out-of-state tournaments. And I want to enjoy those places. There are actually some locations of the U.S. that I would never think of going on vacation, but I call myself the accidental tourist, and I don't like to do a lot of planning before I go on a trip. I rather just show up and Google and meet people and find out where are those hidden gems? What are you going to do? The city that we're going to, I actually found a really rad candy store that looks almost like a museum. A lot of nostalgic old candy. It's got excellent, you know, Yelp reviews and this whole iconic Pez display that I want to go see. I found an old bookstore. And so I want to go and enjoy those things. But I think what you talked about doing time blocking, that's one of the things that I'll definitely be incorporating, where I'm just going to, hey, mom just needs to go work for a couple hours and I'm going to be really productive during that time. And then when I come back, I'm not going to be checking email. I'm not going to be answering phone calls. I'm at a place, like you said, where I have a team that I can trust and I can send, I'll send stuff over. I'll have them handle calls. And I think I really want to focus on being present.
We actually were just talking before this, we were just getting out of a meeting and there was an experience you had recently with one of our vendors was working on the weekend, which is great. And then they sent something and they wanted you to send it to the client right away, but it was like 3 p.m. on a Saturday. And, you know, I think this kind of goes back to having those boundaries and setting the boundaries of like, enjoy your weekends, after hours and afternoons. This was not something that was urgent. It's something that could have waited till Monday. I think sometimes too, we like doing work our clients know. We're very responsive and get back to them quickly, but we also don't want to come across as workaholics. That just because something's finished means we have to drop everything we're doing to fire off an email to the client at 3 p.m. on a Saturday.
Exactly. Yeah, no. And I think we're both pretty cognizant of that. We'll rarely even check email on a weekend, and I have to. That's kind of, I see it as my reward. I work hard during the week. I'm busy. I'm moving forward. And then honestly, it's like that meme of the closed laptop with the wine glass on the top of it. And it's the weekend's here. So, and I just have to do that. And I've earned that. And there's probably nothing that's going to come through on a weekend that I'm going to have to respond to. May is always a really busy time of month for us. And I don't know if it's because it's the end of the fiscal year and clients have a lot of projects that they want to get done because they've got budgets to, and they don't want, it's the use it or lose it, right? So we just end up having a really busy May, it seems like. I probably broke my rule as far as kind of working after normal working hours on weekdays just to try to catch up and make sure that we meet all of our deadlines. But for the most part, I try not to email clients in the afternoon, you know, after, I think 6 o'clock is kind of my, my drop dead time. And then, you know, even definitely not on the weekends. So I think just setting boundaries, and I think summer more than ever is the time to start implementing something like this. And I think if you find that you continue to do it, even when summer's over, you're going to feel a lot better balanced as far as work time and your private time.
Something that you said too was just on, it was really busy. And last week, I think we both felt that because it was the week for billing too. And we had a lot of projects on deadline. And for those of you not in the government world that are listening, I know LaSalle mentioned end of fiscal year, and you might be like, what? Because in non-government land, the end of the fiscal year is normally the end of the actual calendar year. But in government, the year ends on June 30th. So there's a lot of times, a lot of projects that come up. And then we also work on a lot of projects that have deadlines, mandatory deadlines set by state and other agencies that we have to get them in for our clients. So it was a hard week, but this week to go into my summer mode, it's still busy, but what I'm planning on doing is I'm going to have some time in the afternoons when I can go out and get stuff I didn't get to get done last week. My nails look crusty, like they're all outgrown. I need to go get a manicure. I wanted to do some yoga in the afternoon. I might even go to the pool, but just those little things. And it doesn't mean I have to be out of the office for 8 hours at a time, but just to have a little bit more balance within our schedule.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great idea. And I think if you work in a traditional office where you just have, you know, an hour lunch break, or you may not have the flexibility to be able to just leave work early because you're in a summer mindset, you could take advantage of that time that you have and you could go get a pedicure on your lunch break. Or do you work in a city that you don't live in? And maybe there's things that you wanted, like a restaurant you wanted to go try, or, you know, just sightseeing, try to bring some joy and kind of that, you know, the anticipation of summer, and it's a time for adventure and trying new things. Try to incorporate that into your work schedule.
That too, and even those smaller things, if you can't escape to maybe go shopping or get your nails done, I know my place, they're like, yeah, we can get you in at noon, and they don't see you till 12:30. So that might not be realistic for some folks that have like a tighter schedule, but do you have at least 30 minutes? Maybe you go out and get an iced tea, or an ice cream. Or I remember I used to listen to like kind of like summery music. I have something, I think it's called the Aloha Summer Mix on my Spotify. Yeah. It's just kind of like all beachy music and just sitting at my desk, it would kind of give me that vibe. Even though everything was kind of a beige cubicle land, I felt like I was in my own like little protected space of summer.
No, I think that's fun, is looking for those little things that just make you remember that iconic, you know, that's the summer that you always used to look forward to. Maybe trying an outfit out at work that you wouldn't normally wear, but hey, it's summer. I mean, within reason and following your dress code at work, but maybe just something that's a little bit more bold or fun and, you know, something that's just going to get you excited about being at work and feeling like you're in that summer mode.
Yeah, I have a lot of summer dresses too. And I think there's ways that like you can still wear maybe a suit jacket or a cardigan over if you are in more of those formal environments, but still look professional. And then when you're gone, you go get your iced tea during the day or you head out for the day and you whip off that jacket and you're kind of feeling a little more summery than if you wore like an act traditional suit or something that's more business attire-y.
And something else to think about, summer's the perfect time to do a summer project. Again, maybe you have a little bit lighter workload in the summer, a little bit more just flexibility or just time to think, hey, is there something that I want to accomplish? It feels like you can get a lot done in the summer, I think, because it's almost like a dedicated, I see summer as June through August. So, okay, I've got these 3 months. What is it that I want to do? Whether it's even, maybe it's like an organization project, getting things in order, something clean out, or I know I recently, this is the grandma in me, but I saw a post on pressing flowers and I thought, oh, on my travels, what if I collect some flowers along the way and I just kind of stick them in a book? In this post, someone curated all these different flowers. And I kind of thought of that as a fun idea for places that I go this summer, or even, you know, even my own backyard, just looking for flowers. And then at the end of the, you know, 3 month period, just kind of putting them all together and displaying them and kind of looking at that later and thinking, oh, wow, these are, you know, different parts of America. And it'll remind me of that vacation.
That's so fun. And that's such a nice way to do it because there's only so many stickers you can get for your water bottle. Or at some point, if you like travel the United States, you run out of all those magnets. You have a little book of flowers.
Well, my fridge doesn't even stick magnets to. I think the last three refrigerators that we had, they don't even make a magnetic on the front.
I don't allow that in my house. It was a big fiasco last year and our fridge broke down and fridges were so expensive. It was $4,000. And I remember the last new fridge I got, it ended up getting a big scrape because I can't even blame anyone. I put an ugly magnet on the front and then when I took it off, it was all scraped up and I saw that forever until that one died.
I had the same thing happen because I taped the kids' art to the refrigerator and then there was adhesive on there and I literally scratched it trying to clean it off. But well, we're working on a summer project together, which is fun.
We are? I'm just kidding. Yes, we are. We're excited about that. We're taking our summer schedule that we're talking to you all about and actually implementing it and working on a summer project. It's going to be released into the wild or in what, August, September, I think that's when we're aiming to have it done.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll definitely wrap up summer for us. We're doing it together and we just have a goal set. This is how many words we need. This is how many chapters it's going to be. We're dividing and conquering and just trying to be really regimented to make sure that the end of summer doesn't come and we're disappointed, right, in our efforts. So I think that's any summer project. That's a good tip, is plan it out. How are you going to make it possible? You can't just say, oh, I'm going to do this summer and think it's going to happen, because September will be here and that closet will still be a mess.
Right. It reminds me of when people were like, you know, kind of in their houses over the last couple of years because of the lockdown, being shut down. Yes. And they're like, I'm going to write a book, or I'm going to lose 20 pounds, or I'm going to like watch all the movies I never watched. And they did none of that. I mean, for most people, they didn't do anything. So that's why I think it's good. LaSalle and I met a couple of weeks ago because going back just another step is we kept talking about, oh, wouldn't it be fun to write a book? And it seemed like it was on both of our hearts to write a book. And we both, I think, because of our background in writing and PR, that's something that even when we were a lot younger, was really important to us. So we decided to actually do the book. And each week, we've both been really disciplined to write a chapter apiece. And I think we're probably about a quarter of the way through.
Yeah.
And this will be something self-published too. I know like we're not going to go into great detail, but we just decided it's something we really wanted to do. And we did some research on if there was a market for that. And there is. And we've done a lot of research on how to publish a book. So we're actually really looking forward to in the fall, bringing that as an episode, if that's something all of our listeners are interested in, is how do you do that? Because there are some steps. And I think anyone that's listening that already does PR, you're going to be way ahead of the game when it comes to getting everything done.
Our next tip for summer is take that vacation.
Okay. So I know you talked, you're doing like travel, like with the kids' sports, but you are actually going on vacation.
I'm going on. Yes. We're going to be in Florida actually in July. So we will go on a real vacation. I will be on the beach. I will not have my laptop with me there.
Yeah. I think I'm going on more vacations, I think in the fall, but for summer, I'm definitely taking time off. I'll be going up to the mountains in Arizona right around 4th of July for some time and just enjoy it up there. And that's always, and for having your own business around the holidays are usually really good times to leave because sometimes a lot of your clients are off. So the way 4th of July falls this year too, it's great because it's coming in like right off a weekend. So you have that extra time and people are probably already on vacation or taking that time off. So we've just kind of anecdotally noticed it's a lot lighter for us.
Yeah, no, you're doing a lot of mini vacations. Something I wanted to talk about is, do you completely unplug? Do you partially unplug? And I think being that we work in a high, you know, high volume, high can be at times really high stress job, you need to disconnect. But I have found, again, I know I talked about this a little bit, but just kind of like blocking time out where you're not, I've gotten a lot better about this too. It's like, I'm not going to look at emails on my phone because I am not somewhere at the moment that I can reply. Right. And so if you open up your email and there's something, a file that someone needs to get or edits from the client, you aren't going to do anything. You're on the top of a mountain or you're out on the beach. So just don't even have that temptation. And personally, I don't like to completely disconnect for days at a time other than the weekends because I don't like coming back and just having emails piled up. So I kind of like to do email maintenance, right? Where you're just kind of, okay, that's not important. Or yes, this is important, but I'm going to handle it later in the day when I have time blocked out for that.
And what's nice too, is we rarely like overlap on vacation. So since the majority of our clients, we work on projects together for them. They know that if I'm maybe the point person or LaSalle's the primary point person during that week, if they really do need something, that I would say like 90% of the time, it's something that the other person that's not on vacation can handle. And I had a boo-boo. I was actually quite embarrassed about a week or so ago. I wasn't even on vacation, but we were rushing to get this proof in for a report we were doing. And instead of, I saw it came through from the designer. So instead of just waiting until I got back to my office to look it over and send it, I ended up trying to send it from my iPhone. And I was walking and then I got in my car. So I wasn't going to be texting my car. So I put the phone down and then I got to where I was and I was trying to text. And anyways, long story short, I sent the email and I looked like a lunatic because all that came through, instead of saying good afternoon, it said G-O-F-F, goof afternoon. And there was no attachment. That was just like, no, it was
unlike you. That's very unlike you.
Well, I know. And that's, I was really embarrassed too, because it was something that like in looking back, I reflected, I'm like, okay, so it would have been sent an hour later. It would have still all been fine. But instead I thought I was so smart and I was like such like a, what do they call it? When you're so time, you're like making the most of your time. And it just like made me look dumb because there was nothing attached and it looked like I was drinking at like noon.
Yeah. So take the vacation, but also take time, take intentional time. If you feel like you have to still do some work, do it in the morning, do it in the evening. Sometimes also just being on a different time zone can really benefit. So that's something too, to consider, but I think that pretty much wraps up this episode as far as putting together your summer schedule.
Yes. And don't be discouraged if you do work somewhere where you have more of a traditional 9-to-5 job. there are those little ways, like we talked about, maybe enjoy an ice cream or a snow cone during the middle of the day, listen to some music, wear some more summery clothing when you're at work, just to get in that summer mindset. And don't be afraid if you haven't already scheduled something, you don't have to sit in your desk all summer. Think about maybe even taking a nice staycation or just getting away for a day and doing something special.
Absolutely. All right.
All right, Lisselle. Good seeing you.
Good to see you too. Bye.
Well, that does it for this episode of Pressing On. Follow us between episodes on Insta at Pressing On NPR or our website, pressingonpodcasts.com.